Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Bills start free agency with a blockbuster move. So is the Von Miller contract worth it? Plus, adding to the tight end room will help. But what will they do at wide receiver? And what moves are next for Brandon Bean and the Bills? That's all coming up on this week's edition of the Buffalo Plus Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, Dan Fates. I am Jenna Cottrell. It's the league new year. We know it's Brandon Bean season as well as the signing of Von Miller, OJ Howard as well. Brandon Bean has been a very busy man, Mike. Let's start with the Von Miller signing. A lot of money, 6-year deal. He's 32 years old. Break that down and then how you evaluate this move.
So, look, when you're talking about being all in, this is a form of that because they're paying big money to a guy. Now, he's 32. Ask any Rams fan if he helped them. He absolutely did. It was for a short window. He came in, was very impactful on that D-line, made plays. They end up winning the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not just saying you get Von Miller, you win the Super Bowl. But it's that kind of move. And look, what it is sacrificing instead of draft picks now, you're sacrificing cap space at some point. But Dan, come on. In the NFL these days, the cap's going up. You're going to spend money. It's on a guy who is a proven player and is on his way to the Hall of Fame at some point.
Yep.
It's somewhat correcting mistakes that have been made up to this point or at least haven't come to fruition. But come on, you got to spend the money. And he did.
I think especially, too, on top of what feels like coming up so short at times, where we have heard the rumors of J.J. Watt last offseason wanting to possibly come to Buffalo and then doesn't. And then it was Chandler Jones. Oh, he, you know, hey, you know, local guy kind of coming back. Oh, all of these things. And then they miss out on him. So, like, it's not only that. It's I think what people are most excited about, especially on Twitter and in the Bills Mafia, is that somebody just picked Buffalo, New York over Los Angeles. And those are words we would never have uttered 3 years ago, four years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, like the difference of what this means, and I'm with Bean, you have to make some kind of impactful move if you want to be that team. And I think Von Miller is that piece. Now, we'll get to the holes, but again, he is the current NFL active sack leader. Like, this is a guy that knows how to get to the quarterback. And if this is crazy too, I'm going to say this. This is a caveat. Like, don't kill me. He can still produce. I still think he can give you 10 sacks. I really do. But he's also going to teach a lot of guys how to get to the quarterback because currently in the NFL, nobody has done that. So this is also a huge advantage for guys like Greg Rousseau and guys like Boogie Basham and AJ Epinesa and all of those guys. I'm not saying he's brought here as a guy that's a mentor. No, that's a Jerry Hughes type right now. This is still a guy that can absolutely get to the quarterback. We've seen it. And it's a big move.
This is one of those moves where you're like, okay, you wanted to see, I know Bills fans were talking about that big splash. And it's funny, we'd heard Brandon Bean talk earlier this offseason, like, I don't expect us to do a lot. But I think this is how it is in the NFL now. Like, it is an arms race. You look at the AFC West and other divisions and places like that, the AFC just in general. And I will say, Dan, you tweeted this out, and I thought it was perfect, of like trying to understand the salary cap is like trying to nail smoke to a wall. Yep. Like, you got to get your number under, and then from there, you can kind of make this work. Now, I saw some people freaking out about this being a 6-year deal, but Mike, you even touched on it, that this is probably more like a 3-year type of deal, the way the money is, the way the contract is structured. But I feel like this is something that initially I was like, whoa, 6 years, that is a lot. But then when you break down the numbers, you're like, okay, this is a situation where we've talked about so much. Brandon Bean knows what he is doing. He has the faith of being able to make these good decisions. He took the Bills from salary cap hell to where they are now. And I think this was one of those moves where you saw the Bills make that big splash. And I think it says a lot about where this team is at, and also that players want to be in Buffalo. And well, I think that's a big piece.
It says it in a good way and in another way about where they're at right now. Again, Ed Oliver, A.J. Epinesa, mm-hmm. Boogie Basham, mm-hmm. certainly Greg Rousseau. You know, you have put resources into this defensive line. Ed Oliver's played pretty well. Greg Rousseau showed a lot of flashes. Mm-hmm. But come on, you're putting in first and second round picks. Yeah. You were hoping to get more up to this point. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean Greg Rousseau, even to Dan's point. You know, he's standing with Von Miller on the other side. Yeah. You know, you're going to get your opportunities. But it's also somewhat correcting. And again, I won't say a mistake. I will say something that has not played out the way you would have hoped to with those many resources to it. And look, it's money. It's cap space. It's all those things. There's going to be more moves. I mean, we're going to see this happen because they've got other things they need to do and they're going to be freeing up more space. But that defense already, Dan, looks a lot different than it did a year ago in terms, certainly in that defensive line.
Yeah. Defensive line's the big one. We talked about it, I think, on our last, you know, stay or go, that there were three defensive ends and two defensive tackles along with some linebackers that were that could be changing. And again, I can't stress enough, just Von Miller is a massive upgrade. I understand he's 33 years old. I know some people don't want to consider him a star edge rusher. He's still an elite pass rusher.
Yeah.
He's not TJ Watt, but he's a massive upgrade from Mario Addison or Jerry Hughes. And that is what we said they needed to do. They needed to make a move. Is this a full on cannonball? No, because I don't think this cripples the team by hemorrhaging tons of cap space. It seems like it's a lot guaranteed. It seems like it was a pretty big signing bonus that Google had to cut a check for that went right into Von's bank account. That's the big thing. And that's where all of these things get restructured into signing bonuses. It's a direct deposit from the Pegula's account to the player's account. And that was the thing, right? Brandon Bean said, don't expect us to be big spenders. And then we heard the reports that the Pegula's are saying we want to make a splash. Well, the Pegula's had to be the one that approved and agreed to some respects to cut these checks.
Yeah.
And that's a big testament to them that they can see, you know, reading the tea leaves, that like, this is our time and that this is a guy that can help get them there. He's a guy that you still have to game plan against. That's the big difference. Jerry Hughes wasn't, AJ Epinesa's not, Ed Oliver, they didn't have a guy like that. As I said before, they haven't had a guy that's had double-digit sacks since 2016, and it was Lorenzo Alexander. It has been a long time since teams have faced Buffalo and said, man, we really can't let X beat us. This guy beat us. Von Miller can beat you. Von Miller can still wreck games.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think and you talk about all the changes Mike mentioning earlier about this defense. I mean, we know Harrison Phillips is gone. Levi Wallace is gone. I feel like this is one of those moves, though, where they're bringing a star to Buffalo. And like you said, Dan, this is someone that you have to game plan for. And I think it really does push the fact that this team is going in. Like, they see their window. They see what Josh Allen can do. And it's like, we haven't been successful with our pass rush, and we need to make the moves. You're going to keep taking cuts. You know, you're not going to stop swinging. And I think this is one of those hits that, you know, Brandon Bean is hoping is a grand slam.
Well, and the other thing is, look, everybody else is making moves too, right? I mean, look, Chandler Jones, look, everybody seems to be in the AFC West, you know, because everybody's bringing in, you know, Khalil Mack, all these guys, because what do you need? What do you want in this league? I've got the quarterback. I need the guy to get to the quarterback. Yep. And the Bills have lacked that. And, you know, you see a lot of things. Why did somebody do it? You heard, you know, I've seen the reports where it was Von Miller wanted to play with Josh Allen. Now, I don't know how specifically it was Josh Allen. I mean, he's going to want to go somewhere where he can win. But to Dan's point in the beginning about, you know, you said Jenna star. It's great that the guy's a star. It's more important that this star can still do his job. Yeah. Because you do get a lot of guys that have a big name, but he's a big name that still brings with him the production. So, That's a plus. And now, again, we'll have to see how the rest of this D-line maps out. But I think there's a lot of guys that are going to be gone. And maybe if we believe social media, Jordan Phillips is coming back. Either he's playing for the Sabres or the Bills because he says he's coming to Buffalo. So I'm going to say if we believe his social media, he's coming to the Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, another person. Let's talk about O.J. Howard too, Mike. Tight end, obviously. Do you think – I mean, I think that's someone else where you're like, okay, you know, Brandon Bean is getting busy. You know, what do you think he can add to the offense?
He's a big guy, should be a big target. His touchdowns, his production has not been great. Like, I think based on his physical ability, I believe he's a bit of an underachiever in the NFL. But he's going to get a chance. And honestly, Dan, I look at it and say, he's that second tight end. I mean, the idea of Gronk, right? Well, he's not Gronk, but physically, he's what, six?
Seven? Six? Yeah, something he's like big. That. Massive.
And again, as a second tight end in an offense where you have, you know, Stephon Diggs and you've got Gabe Davis and you've got Dawson Knott, and when you've got those guys, yeah, I think that's a pretty good move. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's sort of, you know, on that first day of free agency, it's like, OJ, you know.
That's Howard. What I was going to say. I go, if you're OJ Howard, can you be like, hey, can we announce this a different day? Like this is arguably the Bills' biggest signing of Von Miller, probably since Mario Williams. And if Mario Williams was also just the massive
a pity signing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it was like we're so desperate. We have to have a big name. Like, yeah.
It was the Bills' tax at the time. They had to overpay to get somebody to come to Buffalo. Bills and now tax. You report to like I said, we've heard it all legal tampering window of that. Veteran players wanting to come to Buffalo. They're the ones reaching out. And poor O.J. Howard, it's like, guys, I'm coming too. He's like, and it's like a second tight end. Like, this is the guy, Von Miller. And again, O.J. Howard, the Bills didn't run a whole lot of two tight end sets. I think this says also this could be the end of the line for Tommy Sweeney, and wherever that kind of heads. It's just the fact of, O.J. Howard is a nice piece. I think the Bills have had some nice pieces. The defensive line, a couple of tackles, they've changed. I don't know what this means for Star, with Tim Settle coming in as well as Daquan Jones from Carolina. So some of those guys, like those, are okay signings.
Other guys are gone.
Yeah, I'm just saying
it has to be right.
Right, I'm just saying like there were good signings.
Right.
Like,
so who's not going anywhere? Greg Rousseau's not going anywhere.
Ed Oliver. Moody
Basham is obviously not going anywhere. Ed Oliver's not going anywhere.
Epinesa's not going anywhere.
Yeah, probably right. You would
right
again, still on that rookie contract.
Right.
The rest of them. I mean, again, Jenna, you've now spent big money and you brought in other guys to fill for the players that you let go, and it looks like again, like Jordan Phillips would be, in that mix too. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's been exciting so far. All right, what do you make then, Mike? Just in terms of wide receiver, like how do you think this affects? What they do, are they looking more to the draft now? Because obviously you want to keep your fastball. McKissick not ending up coming to the Bills. Yeah. So that's something that obviously factors in.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need another running back, and they're going to need a wide receiver. And more importantly than anything, they're going to need a cornerback. And I said this to you guys, and I'm a Levi fan. And it'd be nice to still have him on the team right now. I got to tell you that. At that deal that he signed, now maybe the coaches got together, made this decision right away. We have to move on from Levi, which seems like the case, Dan, when you look at what he signed in Pittsburgh for. It was not a crazy amount of money that he gets. So you say that. But you got to find somebody. They need a veteran, and they need, I think, a relatively high draft pick. You're going to have to invest in that position. You hope Trey White's coming back as Trey White. And you got Dane Jackson. You got Cam Lewis. Like, come on. They need more help there. That, to me, is a priority. And I say, you're going to say no. Look at him. You're going to tell me no.
I think the Bills like Dane Jackson a lot more than
they like Dane Jackson, though. I'm going to give you your line you gave me last year when it came to wide receivers. If they like Dane Jackson that much, he would have been starting last year.
I agree.
He's not a starter.
We didn't think Levi was a starter for 3 years.
He's always a starter.
I was going to say, I feel like in the beginning.
Undrafted practice squad guys. Like we sit here and we sit here. It's like when Patriots are like, well, the Patriots were smart and they drafted Brady. It's like they passed on him 100 times. They wanted to move on. They brought in Josh Norman to try and Levi just outplayed guys. And right. I think. Right.
Exactly, though.
Which is what we're saying. And that's why Levi's going to be a starter in Pittsburgh and he deserves it. But I think that if they were more worried about Dane Jackson, I think they would have made more of a play.
I'm making another play.
Guys, it says more about the Von Miller signing, says more about like what Mike said. The mistakes, I think, says more about where they see AJ Epenesa, where they see Greg Rousseau and his development. I don't think the Von Miller signing is a good thing for AJ Epenesa. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Is more writings on the wall that you're looking at. When is he going to develop the 3 years that Von Miller probably has left in his prime? I think they like Dane Jackson more than we think. I think he filled in adequately towards the end of the season in sparing time. And just like we all kept saying, well, you can't go into a season with Levi Wallace as your number two corner. I think they're going to go into a season with Dane Jackson as their number two corner.
Yeah, but Levi started and played effectively in that defense.
So did Dane Jackson. He was up on the stage with them, with all the other corners, and Micah Hyde, and he was a part of them.
I know, because they're a team. I get all that part. But the other part is now you don't have the Dane Jackson behind Levi Wallace.
Agreed.
Yes. Let's invest a little bit in corner if you're the Buffalo Bills. It's time.
Well, I also feel like you have to factor in that obviously we know the caliber of play that Trey White is, but you're not sure. Like that, it's an injury that can you're tearing your ACL coming back from that. That's not automatically you step on the field and you are the guy you were before then. And it's not a knock on Trey, and I don't think he's going to attack rehab seriously. It's none of those things. It's just sometimes it takes time, and like we saw that even with Harrison Phillips. The season after he came back after his ACL, he was not himself. This year he played more like himself, but it's not an automatic. That's why I feel like they do need to address it. And I feel like we haven't got to the end of the chapter of the book. You know what I mean? Like there's still more options and things that can play out. And I think it's something that if I'm Brandon Bean, we talked about it even in camp about Levi Wallace versus Dane Jackson. We wanted to make it this some big competition, but it wasn't. It was Levi.
Correct. I agree. Yeah. But you know what helps corners getting to the quarterback.
You're right.
Yeah, that's very fair. Very
so
fair.
Maybe they're saying we don't want to spend $8 million on a corner. We'll spend 20 something on a Hall of Fame pass rusher that will probably help Dane Jackson a little bit.
I think you're right about that. I think it all plays together. I'm just saying, look, I'd say
I was too late on the Levi Wallace train. I called him an ugly penny. I was wrong about that. Maybe I'm going to get ahead of myself on the Dane Jackson train and say, I think he's going to be okay.
It's not how that works.
Well, that would be a big plus for them if he was.
Yeah. You but hope I, it's I
think,
that.
Well, I'd say this. I think it's a given there's going to be another veteran at least in camp. Yeah, you have to. You need corners. They got Taron Johnson. They've got Trey White. And Taron's going to stay in that slot. So let's see what ends up happening from there. But, Jenna, you asked initially about wide receiver. The one thing about this, Dan, you were at Combine. There's a lot of wide receivers.
Tons.
And there's depth. And we've already seen Bean can find a guy later.
Yeah. Like right? Who? Because like who? Was that Gabe Davis?
Yeah. And then there's still guys out there. Look, by the time we're recording, who knows, in a couple minutes, we may get a little resolution to Beasley.
Check your Twitter.
But at the same time, I always say Emmanuel Sanders is still out there in terms of a veteran.
I'm just kidding.
Don't do that.
You were Jenna was being funny.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I had to though.
I'm saying is I don't think of it as desperation at wide receiver because of the depth in the draft and because you start out with Diggs and Davis, but then, you know, you need other guys. You're going to need more players, but we'll see how that ends up playing out. But Bean just spent money. He spent money on day one, got what he needed, and now he's going to start filling those holes.
Yeah.
So there's one other thing that, like, it was funny. I was just talking to somebody else about how the Bills hadn't, this was earlier in the day when I was on Twitter, and it was the fact of Bills hadn't had double digits in sacks, and somebody had said, well, they rotate guys so much. Now that's why nobody can get double digit sacks.
And I knew you were going to bring this up.
And there's a big difference that I think people need to understand is the difference is a prime example in Buffalo. The difference between depth and talent. The Bills have had a deep defensive line. Think about it. They can rotate 6-7 guys deep that played a lot of snaps. That doesn't mean they're a talented group. And when you look at that, I would rather have two really good pass rushers than four average pass rushers. And I think that's what the Bills may be going in that direction. For 3 years, if Greg Rousseau, who showed flashes, and again, let him fill into his body. He was coming off of not playing for a season. And he talked about hitting that rookie wall. If your edge rushers are Greg Rousseau and Von Miller for the next 3 years, I like the Bills' odds to get to the Super Bowl. I really do. They're already the favorites, but I would take that money.
Yeah, I feel like that is definitely something that people have to remember. Like we talk about, we almost joke that like the Bills do like a hockey shift in terms of subbing in and out. And it's like, that probably doesn't mean that you're getting the production or what you want. You want to keep your guys fresh.
TJ Watt doesn't miss a whole lot of snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even if you look, even the best pass rushers have a percentage. What Dan's point is, there really isn't a big difference from 1 to 8.
Yes.
Correct.
That's the point. So it's great that 8's pretty good.
Yes.
7's pretty good. But you need one. You need that guy. And by the way, he already said, I don't know if you saw Von Miller's Instagram where he was like, yeah, I can't wait to come to Buffalo Bills Mafia. And then he said his number 40 available. That's his number. That was his number with the Rams. So he'll have that number. So my point is when Mac Jones or Wilson or, you know, Mahomes looks across the line, he's looking for 40.
Yeah.
They haven't had that in a long time here. They haven't had that guy you're looking out for. So, again, they're going to use him. They're going to be smart. He is 32.
Yeah.
Going to be 33.
Yeah.
So you got to be smart with him. You want to get the production in the pass rush, but he is that guy. And when he's healthy, he's still an elite pass rusher.
What do you think that means for Jerry Hughes as a guy that's been around the team, but obviously an older guy as well?
I think he's gone.
I think so too. I think Jerry Hughes
it's not a guarantee, as
I
said before, but
I still think Jerry Hughes is good enough to start for NFL teams, but those NFL teams aren't Super Bowl aspirations.
Now I say this, there are guys, they go test the market. And then if you don't find anything, test the market again. There are guys that at the right price, they would bring back. I think Jerry was effective enough to warrant that kind of a deal to come back and be with the Bills. It's not like they can't wait to run him out the door.
Yeah.
It's like, but as a second veteran defensive guy that can give you less snaps, but you know, Von Miller is getting that bulk of that pass rush. It should be Von Miller and Rousseau in the big pass rushing situations, right?
Correct.
That's what you got. The number one pick and the big money guy, but you need, now again, you want to mix Jerry Hughes in there at the right number. Yeah. I think that absolutely could happen. And I think he's been a really good team guy. So I think that could happen, but if he gets anything close, I think he'll end up on another team.
I think it's gotta be team friendly, obviously.
Yes.
And it's got to be very team friendly.
It's got to be team friendly. The Bills hold all the cards, but I'm curious what will come out with that because I do feel like Jerry Hughes wants to stay in Buffalo, and maybe that's just my belief.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jenna. And I was thinking, like, as it just bang hits the screen, and we all see, you know, that it's Von Miller. I do feel if a guy like Jerry, you would usually have no indication. I mean, it's not like everybody on the team's talking about it because Von was in the facility and everybody knew it. No.
Yeah.
This is just, you know, what is it? Ian Rappaport or Schefter or whoever is like Von Miller to the Bills. And it's like, imagine sitting at home and seeing that. Right?
Yeah.
While the rest of the Bills Mafia is all excited.
Yeah.
And a lot of your teammates are very excited.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, that's it. He knows.
Yeah.
And Jerry Hughes has been a really good player. Von Miller's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So, and Jerry also, let's not dismiss the fact that the Bills have paid Jerry Hughes handsomely over his time.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about being here as we're getting close, man.
Yeah.
Like you're close. You're close. You're close. You want to be here for that.
Remember happy Jerry was when he finally beat New England on the Justin Zimmer play? And he just couldn't believe it. And then to get a playoff win, and then to get a playoff win with fans, like all those things. It's meant a lot to Jerry because he is another guy that has been through it all in Buffalo.
Yeah. He seriously has. That's why I was just curious because
every time my phone, like there's a buzzer, I freak out now. Like what is going to happen now? Like the Beasley move's got to be next, right?
I'm assuming I just keep checking Twitter.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I mean, there are certain things they need to do in order to be compliant with the cap. Some of it has to do with, you know, players they tender. They have to set certain money aside. Other things they can do, you know, pre-draft to set up that money. But again, I certainly it would have to be. And if seriously, if you're Cole Beasley, of somebody like him, like you're out there looking as a free agent almost, right? There's teams. I don't think there's going to be a trade. I just don't. I think that ship has sailed. I think it would be you're out there looking to see who'd be interested in you when it happens or at a number that you go back to the Bills and say, I'm just saying, Cleveland offered me 2.7. And the Bills say, good luck in Cleveland. Or they say, we'll match it. Come back here. Like that could happen, but let's see.
Yeah. I feel like this is, I mean, we talk about the NFL offseason, but I feel like it's like there's no offseason. I feel like this year in particular, maybe it just seems even bigger because the Bills are actually in on big fish. But
this is, I sound hokey to say this, but I'll say this is the on season. Like this week is.
That was my point. Yeah.
Craziness. It's not just no offseason. It's like, wow, look at all the pass rushing moves that happened.
Yep.
Just boom, 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 right? And we're thinking they were in on Chandler Jones. Yeah, maybe they were, but it sounds like they were really in on Von Miller and to whatever extent he was really in on them.
And I will say,
I
will say too, we're talking about other positions and stuff like that. You had J.D. McKissic, a guy that had agreed and then apparently, you know, wanted to stay in Washington. They didn't offer him. And then, you know, whatever reports come out, an agent says something, it goes on social media, and then all of a sudden the team goes, well, we can swing that. And then that's why it's the legal tampering period. Nothing was finalized until today. But there is mutual interest from, according to a source that I've spoken with, between Jarvis Landry and the Bills. There's mutual interest on both sides.
I'm a fan.
I like it. Him. I like him again to fill the slot.
That makes sense.
I think he is Buffalo in the sense
angry.
Of... Very angry. And again, the cheap shot. I was there when he did the cheap shot to Aaron Williams that pretty much ended his career. It was a dirty play. I remember talking to the players in the locker room, how much they hated it. But you would like that guy on your team.
He's
kind of Draymond Green-esque where you absolutely hate the guy playing against him, but you would really love to have him on your team. So that's something to follow. I know a lot of teams are interested. The Chiefs are one of them. But there is smoke. This isn't just media hoping.
Yeah. I feel like the AFC is just going to be such a gauntlet this year. I mean, Mike, it is wild to me, the amount of talent that's in the conference.
The West, look at the West. You already had the Chiefs being the Chiefs, right? Yeah. And then the Raiders, who are a pretty good football team, not great, but now they've started to add instead of subtract.
Yeah.
You bring Russell Wilson into the division to the team that had nothing at quarterback, and it's another year for the Chargers with Herbert, and now they are loading up to try to be this year's LA team. And that's just them. Pittsburgh is spending money. And look, we don't know how Mitchell will be in Pittsburgh, but he's better than Ben Roethlisberger was last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know that. I mean, Cleveland could have Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, that could. I mean, we don't know when this Watson thing's as nutty as that is. And then you just even look in the division. The Jets are a young team, just to be a little bit better. New England was a rival last year for the first time in a while. And Miami has talent. So, you know, it's like, yes. And then Still have the Titans, though. Yep. They're an odd team these days. But
yeah, I feel like they are.
So, yes, you're right, Jenna. The AFC, the quarterbacks alone make it just a minefield for everybody.
Mike cut out a little bit there for a second, Jenna, but just...
She just said Dan and Mike are so right about everything.
Hey, how great is it? I mean, do we not give Brandon Bean enough credit for what he's done?
Sorry, I had to clarify that. Absolutely not.
That's not what you said?
My mic just cut out.
No, I think that's what you said. No.
Yeah.
Do we give Brandon Bean enough credit for what he's done?
No. Hold on. I love Bean. I think he's great. There's issues.
I mean, no team is perfect.
No, I'm saying is he has spent all these resources on the D-line. It's great they got Von Miller. I'm happy that they're not looking at it like, well, we've already done this. But come on, after using three high draft picks on defensive ends and a defensive tackle, you're still spending $50-60 million. Now, it's good that they're spending it, but they haven't fixed it. And the O-line had been an issue.
Yeah.
And last year it was impactful to them. So it's not perfect. No. But I will say this about Bean. He puts the blinders on when it comes to it. He's not going to sit there and go, I made a mistake, but I'm going to play AJ Epinesa 60 snaps a game because
agreed.
I drafted him. I give him that.
Yeah.
He's not doing that. But it hasn't been perfect. But when it comes to making the deal, yeah.
But there hasn't been anybody perfect. And whether... As I've said before, whether he's gotten lucky because of the pandemic, lowering the salary cap and being able to bring back Von Miller or being able to bring back Matt Milano to get Josh Allen's deal done now where you know he's locked up, you know what your numbers are. Like, I mean, we joke around, Mike, about how your nephew Garrett is the cap master.
Yeah.
It just seems like the way that, Bean has said, like, I'm not a credit card debt guy. Like all those things. It just seems like the way that he's working – this Von Miller deal looks like it's a 3-year deal.
Well, and by the way, you mentioned my nephew Garrett, who is a cap guy. He actually works in the front office of a MLS soccer team. Huge NBA cap guy, also a huge Rams fan, who is not happy that they don't have Von Miller back after watching his Rams and not just winning because he was a very impactful player for the Rams. So we'll just go by our scout on the scene, Garrett Catalano, who says the Bills got a good one in Von Miller.
That works. That certainly does. I also feel like I see both sides. I think obviously Brandon Bean wishes he had more success with the defensive line. Maybe this is the move with Von Miller to kind of amend that. But I also just look at the Bills have their quarterback. And you look at that 2018 class of quarterbacks. It is like Josh Allen far and above and away. And we know when the Bills drafted Allen, a lot of people were upset. A lot of people laughed. There was so much about how Allen was a project and how he wasn't good enough. And he was laughed at. So for the Bills and Brandon Bean, I remember you telling me this, Mike, early on. You're like, drafting a quarterback, trading up and drafting a quarterback is the biggest decision that a general manager would make. And Brandon Bean crushed that.
They did. Jenna, you're right. He bet his career on it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you get that wrong, it's hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
It really is. Because that is your big move. And not only is it your big move, it's a minimum of a 3-year move. I mean, look, even with Trubisky, right? You make that move, it doesn't work. You're out. I mean, that's what ends up happening. And not only did it work, I mean, look, Lamar Jackson has worked too. So
yes.
In fairness, the one guy, he's at the end of the draft, but that's for getting him like with the last pick of the
MVP.
First round.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a really good pick for them. But not only did it work that he's better than those guys, he's one of the best players in the entire NFL.
Yeah.
So he didn't just be like, we have like the 10th best quarterback and we're good. No, you have a superstar who is recognized that way around the league. And it absolutely impacts guys who want to play there. So,
and that's what was when Bean talked about how much he appreciated that the combine was in person again, because he said he liked to shake hands and get a feel. And that was kind of where it was. And he even laughed about like, nothing else really matters now. Like in the sense of, he's like, they're not going to put on a helmet again. Like they're going to run in a straight line. He's like, He even joked that, like, we're not going to get all worked up about the underwear Olympics. Like, he goes, what I want to see is, can guys learn? Can guys, what are they like? Do they lean up in their chair? Do they sit back in their chair? Like, that conversation. And Ryan Russillo just had a podcast on a little bit ago, and he had Jordan Palmer on, and talking about how Josh Allen's fit in Buffalo was the most perfect fit of all time. And it's the joke that, oh, he is Buffalo, right? That's the thing. And he goes, Buffalo is the biggest city that Josh Allen has ever lived.
Yeah.
And it was like,
by far.
Yeah.
By far. And he's like, wow, you're right. Middle of nowhere, in California and Fireball, then goes to a junior college in the middle of nowhere, then goes to Laramie, Wyoming. Like, this looks like New York City compared to Laramie. And so he was overwhelmed. He was comfortable. And like I said, I think that Beans kind of got that bit, at least to have that connection, that vibe, that sixth sense. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you pick some guys that just fit the culture. So again,
that's why when you draft that quarterback, it is an all in. You don't just randomly go, we like this guy. I mean, you can do that with a defensive tackle in the sixth round. You're not doing that with the quarterback. So back to your original point, Dan. Yeah, Bean's pretty good. And it starts with the quarterback and building around him. And he's done a great job with that.
And all these guys that are like on social media, you know, saying, hey, come on, come play with us. Come play with us. Come play with us. All over across the league. A lot of big players have done it, right? Josh Allen doesn't have to tweet anything. Josh Allen just said.
So true.
Players are like, well, I want that guy. He doesn't need to tweet at me. I just want to play with Josh Allen. And that Bean should get credit for too.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think about it like that, but you're right.
And by the way, likely tight with Emmanuel Sanders. I still think there's a chance Sanders is back.
Wow.
Good point.
Later. Yeah. But they need him at some point, depending on a role. And he may not, but I think there's still a chance he's back.
I was about to say any last words, but it seems like you had a couple, Mike.
Sorry. I always throw them in.
Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah, other than the fact I'm in this dungeon in my part-time job, not on Buffalo Plus. Terrible setting. Normally I got the man.
You do look like you're in a cave.
It's just terrible here. Terrible. But
I needed one of those. I needed a "this is terrible" from Catalana.
I mean, this is terrible. This is
at least those fans relieved that's what you're saying is terrible.
Yes, right. This is terrible. My
there's
setup.
Be a lot worse things.
Yeah.
Please be sure to Mike. Damn it. I was so close.
Yeah, but it was the right thing to say. Please make sure to Mike, Dan, and subscribe, I believe is what you wanted to say.
Nailed it. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you so much for watching the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. We'll have plenty more content coming up. Brandon Bean season continues on. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. I just had to say it again. All right, thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time on the Buffalo Plus channel.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.